Lesson this morning is taken from Proverbs, chapter 9, verses 1 to 18. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn out its seven pillars. She has prepared her meat and mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her maids, and she calls from the highest point of the city, "Let all who are simple come in here," she says to those who lack judgment. "Come, eat my food and drink the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and you will live. Walk in the way of understanding. Whoever corrects a mocker invites insult. Whoever rebukes a wicked man incurs abuse. Do not rebuke a mocker or he will hate you. Rebuke a wise man and he will love you. Instruct a wise man, and he will be wiser still. Teach a righteous man, and he will add to his learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For through me your days will be many, and years will be added to your life. If you are wise, your wisdom will reward you. If you are a mocker, you alone will suffer. The woman folly is loud. She is undisciplined and without knowledge. She sits at the door of her house on a seat at the highest point in the city, calling out to those who pass by, who go straight on their way. "Let all who are simple come in here," she says to those who lack judgment. "Stolen water is sweet. Food eaten in secret is delicious. But little do they know that the dead are there, that her guests are in the depths of their graves." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So as Sally comes to preach, I'm just going to pray for her. Lord, we thank you for Sally. We thank you for sending her here to St. Andrew's to us. And we pray, Lord, that as she speaks this morning, you'll remind her of everything that she's prepared and the way you've been with her as she's been preparing for this morning. And that as she speaks, Lord, through your Spirit, you will speak into our hearts and shape our minds so that we can live better for you. For this is for your glory. Amen.
Amen. Well, there's a party. Are you coming? Yeah? You're all welcome. All of you. Every single person's welcome. And you can just come as you are. Just come as you are. Do you know, it's with immense excitement that I'm here as curate with you. And I'm so grateful for the wonderful welcome you've given me and my family. Thank you ever so much. It's my first week of preaching, of talking. And today, it's all about an invitation. And it's such a simple message. The message is, wisdom is better than foolishness. Now, I completely agree with that. Anyone else agree with that? Yeah? Yeah. That's done then. We're finished. That's it. That's the message for today. But something which is so straightforward is also so complicated. And that's where the passage read to us today from Proverbs comes in. It helps us to get a hold on some of those complexities, to get an idea of choice, where we need to take care in our choices. Now, the reading's got three parts in it. He's got two invites. One from Woman Wisdom. And then a middle bit, the second bit, where there's a discussion about being ready to follow a wise path and how that starts. And then a final third section, which is about woman foolishness. And that's another invite, which at first sight looks like the first invite, but it really isn't. So today's talk is the third talk about Proverbs, and it's another example of how the message is relevant over time. So way back in the Old Testament, through to the New Testament, and also for here today, for us here. Proverbs 9 comes at the point which provides a conclusion for the other two talks we've had, from Proverbs 1 through to 9. There were lots of instructions in those first 1 to 8. But Proverbs 9 comes along and it brings in the element of choice. Okay, so choice, a big part of Proverbs 9. If we look to the New Testament, be careful how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise people. I'm all right with that. Yeah, from Ephesians. And the crux, the important part, is in verse 16. So do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And that really is the crux of today's message. Understand the will of the Lord. The reading in Proverbs gives us a fuller picture. The choices are spelt out. The subtle things to look out for are all in there. Ian talked last week about the importance of keeping working on being wise. It's not something which we can just have and stop working at. So how do we keep working at wise choices? Well, through patience and listening to God, through praying, being ever close to God, and seeking to understand His will. In Proverbs, the main messages are often turned into characters and activities. What's happened? Here we go. Sorry. There we go. That makes more sense now. So, in Proverbs, main characters and activities help us to understand. And in this passage, there's a house. It's two houses, two invites. There's a host, two hosts. And there's a banquet, a do or a party. Again, two. Okay. And as we've heard, making a choice between the two invitations, the two hosts, the two banquets, is really important. And it strikes me that all is not always as it seems. So the first invite, a house built on seven pillars, quite a wealthy house in those times, built on seven pillars, with a very special meal to take part in. A meal that would be eaten by the wealthy. Meat and wine. Not a typical everyday meal at all. Not in those days. And then the invite. An invite to live and walk in the way of insight. But is it just an invite to a one-off event? Is it just one party? It's so much more than that. It's an invite to the banquet of life. A very special feast, a very special invitation. And it's a choice about life itself, life to its fullest with God. And we're invited to walk along the straight path, a path of understanding close to God, not a crooked path. Not to choose a path which pulls us and entices us along the way, but to keep it straight. And who's the invite for? Is it for the wealthy? The well-trod? The folk who followed a good life? Who steered a careful path? It is for them. But not just for them at all. It's for all of us. Those of us who've messed up a bit. Those of us who've not followed the straight and narrow all the time. We are all invited. All of us. Everyone. The whole world is invited. We talked this morning at the first service, focusing on the celebration of the moon landing. And it came to my mind that... When they were looking down at the earth and seeing the whole earth there, that's what the invite's for, from God to absolutely everybody in the earth. And that was then, and that's now. But double booked, a choice to be made. I can remember back when I was younger than I am now, but sometimes weekends would be a flurry of invites, and you'd be like, where do I go? What do I do? Which one shall I go to? Doesn't happen so much nowadays, but I remember fondly. And here we are. We've got a double invite. We're doubly booked. With the second invite, it's from Woman Foolishness. And that's an invite which, on first looking, is very, very similar to the first one. Woman Foolish is on a high place, calling to all, and with food as well. But the invite is made, we're told, in a loud voice. And it's by someone, we're told, who knows nothing. And were offered stolen water, which is sweet, and pleasant bread eaten in secret. Enticing, perhaps, tempting. And once enticed, we see the mistake that's been made. Because at the end of that invite, we're told it finishes by telling us the dead are there and the guests are in the depths. The stolen water becomes bitter, and the other guests are in the depths, and that becomes clearer. So the two invites look similar, but there's a contrast. Wisdom gives us insight. It's an invitation to live and walk in the ways of insight. Foolishness is an invite to the depths. Initially enticing, but not really. Enticing for the unwary. Be careful, it said in Ephesians. Be careful. And the middle section, sandwiched between the two invites. Well, the main message was in verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And we've heard over the past 2 weeks how fear needs to be understood in terms of awe and reverence. And the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. This was referred to by Woman Wisdom, wasn't it? Where knowledge of God gives us insight. The middle section clearly spells it out that we need to want to understand. We need to be willing to listen. We need to be always alert, always ready. It's our choice if we're going to follow the will of God, if we're going to make that choice, if we're going to listen to his will. It's our choice. We choose, but God is always, always there. He's waiting, he's longing for us to make that choice. The study guide, remember, that Ian showed us last week, study guide on Proverbs, it's got a wonderful section in the middle of it relating to this verse. When God is at the centre of our lives, we don't lose out, but we're called to a full and fruitful existence. And is at the centre of our lives, we don't lose out. We're called to a full and fruitful existence. That's the message. That's the message in the reading today. Wisdom is a gift from God. It's not something we can attain by ourselves. We need to choose to listen to God and to be ready to follow his will. Well, I was looking at morning prayer a couple of weeks ago and I came across Psalm 73. And Psalm 73 takes us on that same journey too. I'm going to briefly go through it now, but please, if you get a moment this week, read the whole of Psalm 73. Sorry, it's jumping all over the place, this. Right, Psalm 73. The first section is envy. A choice is to be made. And it says, "For I was envious of the proud. I saw the wicked in such prosperity. For they suffered no pains, and their bodies are sleek and sound." So here we are, envious of people who seem to be doing so well. So rich, their bodies are well, they're fit, they're healthy. Very, very envious. And then the second bit, the questioning. "Is it in vain that I cleansed my heart and washed my hands in innocence? Here I am, God. I'm doing everything. I'm trying to follow your will. I'm trying so hard. But look, I'm so envious of those people that just don't seem to be. They seem to be doing so well. Then thought I to understand this, but it was too hard for me. It's too hard for me by myself to understand. I just look and I see and it doesn't make sense." And then the understanding. "Until I entered the sanctuary of God and understood the end of the wicked. I'm always with you. You hold me by my right hand. You will guide me with your counsel and afterwards receive me with glory." Aha! Can you see? Until I entered. It was waiting. God was waiting. The sanctuary was there. But we needed to enter. We needed to make the choice to enter in. And then the understanding. And then God will always be with us. He'll always guide. And he'll receive us afterwards. with glory. So, a choice. We can be envious, we can watch the crowd, we can follow the crowd, we can see them and think, oh. But crowds can be fickle and they can change. And we need to be watchful and careful. I think about the crowd at Easter. I think about Psalm Sunday, Palm Sunday. I think about Palm Sunday and I think about the crowd and what was happening and the excitement. And then I watch that crowd over the week. And then I see it at Good Friday. The crowd. The envy. The following. Be careful. Be alert. Keep watching. Listening for the will of God. Being patient and listening. God sometimes can take his time because it's right for us to take our time. We need to just be patient and pray and stick together and listen. So sometimes we need to ask ourselves, which crowd are we following? And do we follow it all the time? Or do we sometimes think no? And sometimes we need to ask God's help at that time, when that crowd's pulling us. So the question again, which party are you going to? A straight or a crooked way? All is not always as it seems. How enticing and tempting things can be. Be careful. And subtle differences. Very, very similar offer, the two invites, but very, very different, weren't they? And where to go? Many times when we face a difficult decision in life, we seek out a second opinion from another, going to the wisest person we know. Now you will have people that you know are wise and people you can go to for counsel. And you'll also know people that perhaps aren't that wise. Yeah. But who really has the wisdom? Who really has it? Well, God. God in the Trinity, in the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. I am the way, the truth and the life. So, which party are you going to? I'm off to Wisdom's party. Do you know, it's a bring and share. And I've got some things to share. They're at the party anyway, but if you're coming, we can take more. And I thought we could take the fruits of the Spirit because they're there and that's what God wants. He wants to share and he wants us to be full of the fruits of the Spirit. I just get them. Got some plates ready. Because you need to put them on a plate to take them to a party. So we've got patience, fruit of the Spirit. That's not my best one, that one. And we're all called to be, I'm certainly called to be a little bit more patient some of the time. I try. We've got faithfulness. We've got gentleness. We've got love. We've got peace. We've got generous. We've got joy. And we've got kindness. Anyone fancy sharing at this party? Yeah? Right then. I could do with a couple of volunteers. Have I got one? Oh, good. Kindness. Could you share a bit of kindness for me, please? Ooh, lots of sugar there. Can you take them round and see if anybody fancies a bit of kindness? Have I got any more volunteers? Don't be shy. Bit of joy. Give a bit of joy, thank you. Generous. Oh, there's loads of sugar on that one. There you go. Please share them around. A few more. They're all here, but we won't share them all around. Oh, here we go. Love, that's a good one. We definitely need lots and lots and lots of that. Oh, thank you. Super duper. Gentleness. Oh, I can see another volunteer for gentleness. Thank you so much. Thank you. You share some gentleness. Faithfulness. Hey, faithfulness. Have some faithfulness. And patience. Oh, we need loads of patience. Patience. Could you like some patience? Yeah. Have some patience. Would you like some patience? Thank you. Joy is gone. Joy is out there. Ace. Well, the sweets have been shared, the fruits of the spirits. Let us pray at the same time, please. Dear Lord, guide us in our choices. Help us to guide all we love, know and meet as we seek to bring many to your party, to your banquet. Help us day by day, Lord, to love you more dearly, see you more clearly, and follow you more nearly. Amen.